Doesn't have a donkey or not a cherish, show you to the cross. So he is mechuyev in mitzvah, and he's stuck with his wallet as Shabbos has come in, and he's in a mishus the rabbi. He tells to learn a pachas both me'am amos. He has to take it, walk less than 4 amos, stop, okay, continue again. To transform it from being to the right to the rabbi. Dafki kisei, or mitzisha for the yodai, avon lo ba yodai lo. This heter is a special heter because this is Rabbanan. And they permit it because otherwise, if you won't make a heter, the concern will come to do even more stringent issues. But heter only applies once it belongs to him, he has a heter. But if he didn't yet pick it up before Shabbat, he just has an opportunity to pick something up. For that opportunity, we do not permit any issues to Rabbanan. Now, another problem over here is, this heter posed both in the Dalai Lama is as far as the issue of carrying something more than 4 amas in a public domain, which is a rabbi. There's another issue of bringing into his house. So how does he get into his house? Bruce says when he comes close to his house, he should somehow throw it in an abnormal fashion into the house. With the shinui, it will not be a issue device. Mr. Rubin's account says that people used to carry a baby to a bris milah by carrying it this method of going less than 4 amas and stopping and starting again. He says, the mice doesn't help for the tino because you have to get the tino out of the house into the shoe, and you can't throw them to lach yad. If you do, you're in trouble. And so he says, the eighth in such a situation is, use a goy. Take it out of the house, out of the goy. And then, in the top was less than 4 amas, and susharavim, and then use a goy to bring it in. The question is, why don't you use a goy for the whole thing of it? Now, this chuma of post-post-ravamas is a dangerous chuma because you really have to make sure you stop in the middle. Just stop for a second, you continue going. Is that considered you really stopped, or that's considered you in the middle? And the Shabbat says that as long as you stopped your movement, you stood in place even for a short period of time, that's good enough. Because you're not doing it to stop in the middle just to fix your load or something. That's not considered stopping. But here you have no need to stop. You stopped anyway, that's considered breaking up the 4 amas. The Shabbat, though, does bring the others that are masculine and say, you have to sit down every less than 4 hours, or the item that you hold the wallet, put it down and pick it up again. According to say, if you're doing pose me'ab amas, it's better that it's done by 2 people. In other words, he walks 2 hours and gives it to somebody else, then for sure, you can just pass it one to the other. Not only that, but the halacha brings that if you're passing it from one person to the next, in such a case, that even if you found something that is not mukfil, you found a diamond. So if you didn't pick up the diamond before Shabbos, we said before, you can't be offered these yisurim. That's the issue of going post with Dalai Lama. But to hand it from one person to the next, one can do that. Some says all these special hetayrim to get his wallet home, for different types of these opponents, come by a person who was planning to get home and he got stuck. It's a traffic jam. But a person who really, according to his planning, he shouldn't have had a wallet with him b'chlal, because he knew he was leaving his house right before nightfall. He doesn't have any of this. When you go out of your house close to nightfall, you should make sure that you take everything out of your pockets. The Shabbat says, for such a person that was p'sheya, he could put it down on the floor and ask the goy to watch over it. The rabbi brings the rash, which is make it live. He said you could rely on that. So according to this opinion, even a person with Pashe, he left too close to Shabbos with some wallet in his pocket, he still had all his hetayim. Sifta, he's getting this thing from somewhere in the Ram towards his house with his donkey or Cheshach Mekotin or Tal Kodin Tal Ramis. Noitel me'al ha-chamor keilin ha-nitle. Take from the chamor keilin ha-mukta. And nitle ma'ashe chavon sakin lezim. If the mukta, he just opens up the ropes that are holding it and they fall to the ground. Now we see a chiddush over here that even though you're not allowed to use an animal on Shabbos, but just to remove something from an animal is committed. Noise the tunic please cool this. Show us the tassel and the going and praise the makizay down shem shem with the Shabbos of klum. Fish and bubusin. If you have some glass tubes that are used for bloodletting, which cannot be used on Shabbos, they have no use on Shabbos because you won't use it for anything else because they're very unpleasant because they're used for blood. And you realize you show up and you can't let them fall on the ground because they will break when they have glass. Then you have another item. And yes, I say in the corner of the surface, that you put the pillows under these items that fall onto the pillow. Yeah, there is a chiddush over here. Because we know there's a rule, the also about the kli mechon. Now they put mukhs down to a kli on Shabbos. So, this will bring the svara that we're permitted over here, so that you shouldn't have the hefset a day letting it fall and break. And he says, that place can say in a chanan, this hefset's the only one that's going to be a major hefset by letting them break. You just have big pieces of glass and they break. You have small pieces of glass, not just a major hefset, you won't permit this. So, one thing you put on the current cross, this is a tafkim outside, it's katanish, yochel, the shomtom, it's aftein. It has to be small things that you can shake it off. So basically, you're not doing a full-fledged physically mechon. You have the mukta fall on these pillows, and then you can shake it off the pillow. Even so, without a heter, we wouldn't even permit that, because for a temporary amount of time, you still will have mukta. And then, doyum shi yachli shom dekron mit aftein, also nif aftein with nation, basically mechon. Yeah, this opinion holds that there's no heter of the issue of physically mechon. In this case, if you're afraid of losing your wallet. The only thing we're permitting is a temporary difficulty method, which means you let it fall and you're going to shake it off. But if it's too big to shake it off, then what do? You release them from the back of the donkey as peaceful as possible to prevent them from falling. As we said before, if you're allowed to take them off, you're not allowed to lean on the donkey, because that is already considered a type of use of the chamor, which is also on Shabbos. But to leave them on the behema, that is not an option. Because you have this big load on the behema, to leave them for the whole Shabbos is tzav alachai. It's permitted to cause unnecessary discomfort and pain to animals.